Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's
why we're more. Only Jesus, more than a miracle,
to change my life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. His message is entitled, He Knows. He Knows. Before we bring Brother Medlock on to the air, I'd like to open the lines for prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number one on your phone. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our motorists, especially our truckers, my husband and his friends and families included, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 3964, state your request.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. This is Sister Pam. Asking you all to continue to pray for my family as a whole, especially for my uncle who's in the hospital in Alabama. ask in prayer for Traveling Graces. Rick and I travel up and down the highway every day for his treatments. Pray that God will just continue to intervene in his cancer treatments, that God will work out a successful treatment plan for him. Continue to pray for Kennedy and for Jayla as well, and for my mom and my dad. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 2542, state your request. Caller 2542, state your request. We seem to be having some technical difficulties this morning. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. As Sister Danielle indicated, my title this morning is He Knows. And I'm hoping that it'll be of inspiration, of a benefit to all of you. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for the opportunity to be able to do this on this platform. It was great having a conversation with you on yesterday. And we want to thank all of you for your participation, whether you're here on the Blog Talk platform, either on the telephone or via the internet, or if you're joining me on the simulcast that I have going on Facebook Live. I'm currently showing there are approximately 7 people that are watching right now. God speak to each and every one of you, as well as those of you who may be eventually watching it via the Facebook feed archives. We're going to encourage you to share this broadcast with others as well. And I apologize for last week. My laptop was not charged, so I tried to do the simulcast and the Blog Talk broadcast from the phone, and it's going to default to a phone deal over audio from Facebook. So I apologize for that, but I did put the Blog Talk link back on that post from last week, so you can at least hear the audio if you go into the comments. Versus seeing it from last week. So I apologize for that. He knows. Some people just get it. They get it because maybe they've had the time associated with it based on the time that they've worked, as well as the community that they've existed in. You know, you work 30 years on the job, you live maybe that amount of time or maybe even more in a community, you know where all the bodies hypothetically are buried. Familiarity, you may just know what to do in the kitchen because you've cooked this particular meal a number of times. You know how often to stir it. You know exactly the perfect time to put it in the oven. You know when to flip it on the grill. Or you may have that hobby or that recreational interest where if you played at a particular golf course or a particular tennis court, you know where all the dents are on the court because you are just familiar with that area. Or the idea of intimacy may come in, the idea that you're so very connected to a particular subject, or just you've been married for a long period of time where you know what the other is thinking and you can virtually finish the other person's sentences. So we kind of have our own sense of the knowledge, the level of familiarity, the level of time, the level of intimacy that exists from our own finite frame of reference. But when we think about God, whether time and familiarity and intimacy are adequate words to really express how of his knowledge, or whether all of those things and more come into play, we just know that he knows. And when we know that, it helps us to be able to appropriately and rightly be able to put our faith and our trust in him when it comes to our prayer life. I'm reminded of what the Bible says in Revelation 1 and verse number 8, where the Bible ends up saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, he who is, and he who was, and he who is to come, the Almighty. So it kind of tells you that maybe one of the reasons why he knows is because he has all the bases covered. He was there from the beginning. He has been in our past. He's clearly in our present. And he will be associated with our future. I'm really encouraged prayer life-wise by the fact that he knows, because the Bible says that out and out. Because when Jesus was teaching the disciples to pray as part of his Sermon on the Mount, before he actually gave them what many call the model prayer, the verse right before he starts that says, so do not be like them, meaning the Gentile, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. That kind of lets us know that our prayer life needs to be such where we act like God knows, but we need to make sure that we're praying in a way that is humble and that is submissive and that is spiritually appraised. It really helps us when we can know that God knows. God knows that, as has been expressed, that we need traveling grace on the roads, whether we're truckers, whether we're motorists, or whether we're part of Sister Pam's family. God knows the extent of the cancer, the extent of the mental illness, the extent of the fatigue, the extent of the diabetes progression, or whatever else that you would want to use to fill in the blank. So knowing that God knows helps us to pray a prayer, because God is already familiar. God already has a sense of intimacy with us. And because he formed us from our very womb, he knows who we are and he knows what we need. And the thing that I want to remind you before we go into this prayer is that God even knows the stuff that we don't even know to ask for. When you look at Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20, the Bible says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I say to you today that he knows. Prayer knowing that he knows. Praying your prayer knowing that Jesus has already said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Pray knowing that he says, ye have not, because ye ask not. He knows. Because he knows what we know, and knows what we don't know. Let us pray spiritually appraised prayers to a God who is omnipotent, to a God who is omnipresent. But it's amazing, because you can have someone that's powerful and you can have someone that is always there, but if they don't know what they need to know, how useful can they really be? In fact, they probably will be in the way if they don't know how to use their power and they don't know how to use their presence. But God is all three. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. And because of that, it helps us to be able to pray spiritually and praise prayers with boldness and confidence. Father, you've heard Sister Danielle's request as she continues to pray for us, pray for the motorists and those that are in her husband's profession. You've heard Sister Pam's request about her uncle, about her husband, about her children, about her mom and dad, and the traveling that has to take place in particular with the husband. Father, just help both of these ladies have a sense of assurance that God is there, that you are there, that you continue to be the one who knows our situation, that your omniscience, that your omnipresence, that your omnipotence is ever abounding. And because you know how to use your knowledge and your presence and your power, that indeed we can pray prayers knowing that you are going to give us not just what we want, but ultimately what we need. Continue to bless everybody on this call. And whether we're already in the seat of our cars, whether we're still in our slippers, or whether we are already in the corner of our cubicles, please allow us to have the mindset that we will indeed bring glory and honor to you in our words, in our thoughts, and in our deeds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.